Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin on this Tuesday. And as we do every Tuesday at 10:30, Zach Piller, Titans legend, joins us in studio. He's got the bell. He's got the red phone. Is that the bat phone? Is that what
is? I'm just waiting on Coach Fisher to call me.
Oh, okay. That's the fish phone. Is that what we're going to call it?
That's fine. It's very presidential.
Yeah.
Like very important humans.
Yeah.
You have this number.
You can follow Zach on Instagram at ZachPillarDesign69. He's at 247. I think we can get to 265 today.
Okay.
I feel good.
We
got
to get him to a million so he can go to Disney World.
Yeah,
right,
that
Zach?
Too.
I got to get to a million to get to Disney World. But I just want to cover a few things. I'm not feeling good today, guys. I just want to vent real quick.
Go ahead.
But I want to be positive. At all of the local neighbors, we're going to have the last-minute toy store. We have boxes set up. We're collecting toys for the less fortunate last-minute toy store. It's a good thing. Bring an unwrapped new toy gift. Ages, really, the 12 to 18 is very important. But, 0 to 18, and then Catfish Jacob, who threw the catfish during the NHL finals on the road at Pittsburgh. He's a super charity human, and he got us involved. So we've got another – today's, what, the 4th or 5th? We've got another probably 10 days to collect. So
explain the neighbor – which they're all neighbors' locations?
Yeah, the neighbors Franklin. We have one in Franklin at the McEwen North Side. We have one in Germantown, neighbors Germantown. Or my wife does. I have nothing to do with them. she has full ownership. I get a I get an allowance
nice.
Monthly, which I just got my allowance. And then we have one in Sylvan Park. And coming soon, we will have one in the Gulch. But we won't be participating with this challenge. And then also – my back is really on fire. I just want to speak to everyone that's listening, the three or four people out there that, I'm 47 years old and I played football, 20 years ago. And Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, my back was so on fire that there was a woman in the fast lane on 65 that had a please be patient student driver bumper sticker. Well, I rode her ass on the fast lane and I honked that horn for probably like 3 minutes. I don't care. And then I zoomed past her. She would not get over because what I was trying to teach this student driver, get your ass over. And she didn't do it. So then I decided to get in front of her and I gave her a finger for probably 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then I just kept driving down the interstate. I gave everybody the finger. So I apologize for that yesterday. That was ridiculous.
So you're hurting is basically what you're saying. You're hurting.
My back's on fire. And I want to get to 250 with followers. I'm not doing well. I also am pissed off about Ryan Stonehouse. We had the greatest punter in the history of punting in our city. Just the pure ineptitude of our coaches, period. Got a guy blew his knee out. I don't even know what the hell happened to him, but he's gone for the year. He's averaging 53 yards a game. He's damn near the only reason why I watch the Titans. Amy Adams Strunk, I love you. You are an angel. And I appreciate Vrabel for firing this guy because it's ridiculous when you ask players to run through a wall and then you can't even cover their – You can't even cover this guy. He's the most vulnerable human on the football field, and he's blasting bombs out of the sky. Once, what is that, a mistake? Twice is a damn habit or whatever. Get him out of here. You're done.
Right.
Hell, I wouldn't, if I was Stonehouse, I would probably, So, what else am I going to rant about?
Keep going, baby. Floor's yours.
Well, it's just malpractice. You know, it's like me with the Detroit Lions. Rob Marinelli goes 0-16. Why can't I sue him? Why am I not allowed to sue a coach for being a crappy-ass coach, period? I mean, there's a reason. I mean, you want they make a lot of money, these players, and I'm not getting into all this. I'm just saying, Stonehouse, just go there with Takahashi and just let Takahashi work his magic on you at the training facility, and they should sign you to a 10-year deal.
Okay, now John Takahashi is who you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
He's Derek Mason's favorite person. Why is he so important to the Titans? He's been there a long time.
Yeah, well, Haas was important to the Titans, too. They canned his ass. So, I mean, I don't know who's important. All I know is –
Can
is
I stop you right there about Takahashi?
Yes.
His wife, I graduated high school.
Yeah, I know. She's amazing. She worked for Special Olympics for years.
Beautiful.
You know, even that, I tried Special Olympics. I coached the Special Olympics basketball team.
Nice.
And I had a kid named – oh, gosh, I can't remember his name because I called him Teen Wolf.
He Ricky? Was my
– no, his name was – I just nicknamed him Teen Wolf. He was my best player. Well, Teen Wolf, he had a little what did he have there? He had a little issue. Well, all I know is all he wanted to do was win the damn game. And I screwed up by telling him we lost. Well, the next game, we had this Down syndrome boy comes running down the paint with the ball. And my man, oh, gosh, Teen Wolf, he double axe handled this young man right across the chest, took his head off. So the parents come out of the stands. I'm trying to coach. They just took Teen Wolf. They grabbed him. Teen Wolf's off the court. So I'm scrambling here. I got my squad. I got to readjust. And we ended up losing like 42-2. So I got to deal with that. I got to deal with that loss. I got a Michael Orr jersey. It's the size. It looks like it could fit a cat. I was going to try to make this into a Brad Hopkins jersey because they're hard to find. You can't really find a B-Hop. So I did find this one. It's kind of, you know, whatever. It's the joke's on me. So I will give it away. I'm going to leave it here at the radio station. If anybody wants to roll up here to 18, what are we, 1824?
Yep.
1824, what are we,
Murfreesboro
Road?
Pike.
Murfreesboro Pike. Come up here. You got your kid can wear it. I'm sure on Fridays everybody has to tighten up, right? So there, look at check me, bam,
boom.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that, but that's what it did. Do I have anything else?
Keep going, Bubba.
It just pisses me off about that coach. I don't care about your family either. And you know, I will say this too. You know, like they asked me about that Wisenhunt. You know, years ago. He signed a 5-year, $25 million deal. He lasted a year and a half and got a $15 million buyout.
Yeah, he was
and
terrible.
And they asked me how I feel. Should I feel bad for him? I said, man, I got a mortgage. I got laundry. I got property taxes due. I mean, what are you talking about? I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad for me. My back is on fire. My wife was like, dude, do you want a muscle relaxer? I'm like, man, I don't want to start taking pills again, right?
Right.
So I just deal with it.
Is that from, I mean, is that a specific injury?
Yeah,
or
I would say it was the four-man wedge. Okay. When we probably gave up 40 one time, and I kept having to go out there.
It's not from giving the finger to the student driver?
No, my back was on fire during that. Okay. I had no issues there. But, man, if you're a student driver, that does not give you the pass. If you put that bumper sticker on your car, then learn from us. Understand. Get your ass over.
Right, to the right side. Yeah,
I don't care, even just follow the rule. How about this? How about just don't drive? How about don't learn?
You got to learn.
No, ride the bus.
Okay.
We got Uber everywhere.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
Keep going.
So that's it.
That's all you got?
The rant with Zach Filler.
I'm just Stonehouse, man. Ryan Stonehouse. Can we bring – why?
Well, I know.
I like watching greatness.
Okay.
In whatever field it is, I like watching
greatness. So are you mad at the special teams coach who got fired, or who are you mad at that he got injured?
I'm just pissed off at everybody. You know, everybody feels my wrath. My poor wife feels my wrath. I yelled at her yesterday, and then she told me, do not yell at me. And that was nice. That was strong by her. And so then I just yelled at anybody that was around me besides her.
Are you
– check my shirt. I'm sweating. I got tit sweat. So this shirt got made. It says legend with a number 9 where the G is.
Yep.
And so the spirit of Steve McNair begins.
Neighbors, oh, Nashville.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm outfitting only the legends at my wife's bars with these awesome shirts, and I got Michelle McNair to approve. So
I like the color. I mean, that's the Oilers.
I like that. That's
awesome.
Good.
It's only my shirt. So maybe I'll give one of these away on Instagram.
Okay.
But
you should.
It's awesome, and I'm blessed. I cried about this shirt. And obviously we're in Christmas right now, or December. So Steve McNair was a huge giver. A huge giver. I have had, if I had a buck, for every time somebody came up to me and said, man, Steve donated to this, and Steve donated to that, and he gave his time to this, and he donated to that, I'd be a rich man.
Indeed. All right, we got more.
I am a rich man.
Well, good. I'm proud of you. We got more with Zach Piller coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin. Zach Piller in studio with us. Follow him on Instagram at Zach Piller Design 69. Let's see what we're up to. We
probably none.
249.
Yeah, so I need 250.
We're getting there.
Come on.
250. Zach Piller Design 69 on Instagram.
One more person. And then actually I need about three. I need a like a safety net if somebody drops.
Yeah.
You know? When you're limited, man, when you have very limited followers, you know when people leave you.
So what are you you do. Yeah, you've been putting some stuff on Instagram.
Yes.
What are some ideas you have for content that you want to put on Instagram?
Yeah, I have a lot of ideas. Unfortunately, I don't know how to do Instagram.
I thought you had somebody helping.
I want to give a shout out to White Tiger, totally hooking me up. And then I want to give a shout out to my daughter. She got Defensive Player of the Week in the Sunshine Conference at University of Tampa in basketball. So good job, little Zoe.
Nice.
She dominated Nolensville High School, and now here she is. And she had a torn ACL and meniscus, and Dr. Burton Elrod hooked her up, the longtime doctor of the Titans, you know, and then he obviously stopped working for the Titans. But what is my long-term? I have content coming. You know, I'm getting my 67 Cadillac hooked up, and I'm going to put – but ultimately my goal is to utilize the internet so that I can raise money for the Rally Foundation. And when I kick off my like, the big thing, because they have a big rally on the runway in April – so it starts in February. It's a 10-week thing. But I enjoy hanging out with you guys a little bit. I'm being more vulnerable, and I hope people understand that, you know, if your life sucks, come join the party, man, because I, unfortunately, certainly am like the guy that watches the fly on the TV. That's what I call it. It's the fly on the TV mentality. I can have a 70-inch TV, and when that fly hits that TV – all I do is focus on that TV, and it drives me nuts. And guess what? I got to get my ass up off the couch, and I got to go smack that TV with something to get that fly out of there. And then as soon as I sit back down, guess what? That fly shows back up on the TV. So
you're 255.
That's my life. That's my life. I'll do a good thing. Maybe I'll do three good things, and then I'll flick off a student driver, you know, and, you know, lose my mind on people. And I still do it, and I know I need control. But I don't care. I mean, sometimes I don't care.
You're at 255, by the way.
You're getting there,
good. That's like heartbreakingly great. I'm emotional.
Good. Hey, Rome wasn't built in the day, man.
No, and neither was Neighbors. You know, we were at Sylvan Park in 2011. And here we are in 2023. 2024, new bar, new year, new bar. We're actually going over there right now. We've hung up some jerseys. The first jersey hung up at the Neighbors Gulch. Anybody want to guess?
Steve McNair.
I was going to say McNair.
Pat Tillman.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Pat Tillman's hung up. So that's legendary. And then it was kind of weird. The cherry picker stopped working. I don't know if it was good vibes from Pat Tillman. But then it stopped working, and that's when I lost my mind. So that's all. A lot of good jerseys. Put all the SEC helmets. We have all the SEC helmets hanging up there. But it's all locked up, so you can't steal anything.
Can you tell us again why the Rally Foundation is so important to you?
Well, I had a couple kids on my block that had brain cancer. And I just felt like the higher power was like, hey, man, you got to do something more than serve beers and chicken wings at your wife's bar. So, you know, I have a calling, you know. I had a mental breakdown. We can get into the mental breakdown later. I'm not that worried about it today, but I guess I have a mental breakdown every day, right? I'm having one right now, or not
no,
really.
You're not. No,
I'm just.
So the Rally Foundation raises money to help kids who are battling.
Yeah,
brain
it's
cancer.
Like a local thing. It's out of Atlanta. It's whatever. I just think that I raised 71 G's last year. And when I say I did, I mean whatever we did. The young man named Lane, he played at our house, and we would always donate money to the Rally Foundation. But once it hit him, it was time to do something. And so, whatever, I just have to do a little bit more than serve chicken wings and bus tables.
How's your little friend doing now?
He's doing great.
Good.
He's praise doing great. Lord. Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And so, yeah, the first person that helped me with Instagram, she had breast cancer and she had her last chemo. So I'm trying to do good, but man, then I do the bad. But if I can outweigh the good, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
We'll focus on the good. That's all we need to do.
Okay. Can we talk about Titans?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who do we play this week?
The Dolphins next Monday.
Oh, coach. All right. Let's talk about who are we hiring? Are we bringing Kern back? Does he want to stand behind that punt protection?
He was on yesterday.
There ain't no way in hell he's going to do
that. I asked him the question, no, he said he went out and punted with his son and woke up yesterday morning and it reminded him why he retired.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would do it. Like, not me personally, but yeah. For Kern, he lost the Super Bowl ring, so it's not like it's going to tarnish anything. So I would come out. I would do it. I would blast that thing. Actually, I wouldn't even punt it. I would run for a fake. You know, I'd call my own deal.
I'd run
for a first down.
But coaches won't do that in NFL. You know that.
No, I would not listen to the coaches. First of all, hell no, I'm not listening to the coaches. Look what's happened to Stonehouse. I'm sorry. I'm going to say, nah, I'm going to run for the first down on this one, fellas. That's what I'm doing, Mr. Joe.
I get it, brother.
I'm not taking the coaching.
I get it. Again,
you're 260.
260? 260, yeah. Man. What's Instagram again, Chase?
Zach Pillar Design 69 on Instagram.
I'm going to leave that Michael Orr jersey. You know, come to Neighbors if you want, or come to the Gulch today. I'll be down there today for a minute, probably yelling at the people. It's so pathetic.
No yelling.
Please don't yell.
No, I'm going to yell at them.
Follow Zach on his Instagram. Keep posting stuff on Instagram.
I've been eating terribly.
Keep posting.
Keep posting,
right,
indeed.
Keep White Tiger, keep it going, buddy. We got some Mo. Is that it? Am I out?
We got to go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Zach. He's Joe.
For dealing with me.
I'm Chase. Caroline, Willie, and D. Mace next.